AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Trevor Reed has been freed from a Russian prison. The American had been held there for 3 years. The U.S. reached an agreement. Reed was released in exchange for a Russian in prison in the U.S. Press Secretary Jen Psaki explained President Biden's statement that this was a tough decision.
This individual had already served the majority of his prison sentence for a nonviolent drug crime, and our overriding priority here was the safe return of Trevor Reed, knowing not only had he been held against his will for too long, but that his health condition required urgent treatment.
President Biden and other world leaders pay their final respects at Washington's National Cathedral to former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. She died last month at 84. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Madeleine understood her story was America's story.
A memorial service celebrated a refugee who left war-torn lands as a child and became the U.S.'s first female Secretary of State. The man who named her to the job remembered their last conversation 2 weeks before Albright died of cancer. When Bill Clinton asked how she was feeling, Albright didn't want to waste time on that.
The only thing that really matters is what kind of world we're going to leave to our grandchildren.
Hillary Clinton, one of her successors as top diplomat, said the nation must continue Albright's fight against dictators and demagogues.
From the battlefields of Ukraine to the halls of our own capital.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Former President Donald Trump appealed a New York judge's decision to hold him in contempt of court and fine him $10,000 a day for failing to adequately respond to a subpoena issued by New York's Attorney General in a civil investigation into his business dealings. One of the dozens of police officers injured during the Capitol riot testified he didn't punch or pick a fight with the retired New York City police officer charged with attacking the officer. This is AP News. Former leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been convicted in Myanmar of corruption and sentenced to 5 years in prison.
Suu Kyi, who was ousted last year by an army takeover, has denied accepting bribes from a political colleague. Many legal experts and her supporters believe the ousting and conviction are an attempt to legitimize the military's seizure of power. When the army allowed an election in 2015, her party won a landslide victory, and she became the de facto head of state. Her party won a greater majority in the 2020 polls. She has already been sentenced to 6 years imprisonment in other cases and faces 10 more corruption charges. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Government Accountability Office says the Federal Emergency Management Agency may have double billed for the funerals of hundreds of people who died of the coronavirus. The GAO identified 374 people who died and were listed on more than one application. It amounts to about $4.8 million in assistance. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.